What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Marshall Time, episode 52. Our first show of 2025, bro. What's going on?
What's going on? Happy New Year, everybody. 2025. Let's get it.
Happy New Year. Hope you guys enjoyed the holiday season. 2025 is here, and already a lot to talk about in the sports world. We're gonna, for this first show, we're gonna do a little, we're gonna dip in the NFL and the NBA, but it all comes together. For this first episode of the new year, we wanna just enlighten some of the fans here across the world. Expose, I would say. A lot of owners across the NFL, especially, and we'll talk about the NBA. I know we mainly talk about hoops, but we could talk football as well. By the way, shout out to the Eagles.
Yes, sir.
One win away from the NFC Championship game, and then we'll take it from there. But we'll neither here nor there. We'll talk about that in due time. There's hope sellers. There's truth tellers. And in the pro sports world, it's a lot of owners that are selling hope. You feel me, bro? As Sixers fans, we know that to be true. Let's go down the list of teams that are bad. And I don't look at the players first. I look at the ownership. Show me a bad team, and I'll show you a bad owner. The Titans. Third GM in 4 years. The Giants. Paid Daniel Jones and you let Saquon Barkley walk away. Thank you, by the way. Got to send you a thank you card for that one. The Jaguars. It really doesn't matter. It just, yeah, you're a joke. The Patriots, Robert Kraft. Yes. You've lost your way. Third head coach in 3 years. Maybe Mike Vrabel is the answer. We'll see. The jury's out. He still has to put together a team. The Jets, Woody Johnson. You're getting advice from your sons who play Madden. The Saints, who believed in Derek Carr. The Falcons, who believed in Kirk Cousins. And the Bears, who just can't get right, period. All that to say is these owners are kind of annoying me because – in the grand scheme of things, you know nothing about the game that you're involved in. You come from money. You have the means to buy these teams. You're business people. Kudos to that. More oftentimes than not, you're inheriting these teams. You come from money. Woody Johnson's from the Johnson & Johnson family. You know more about baby powder than the actual game of football. And so the fact that these owners routinely have the ability to scapegoat coaches and GMs and the players that they have handpicked in a lot of cases. But the reality is, you're nothing but wealthy people, billionaires, filled with ego, pride, and you make rash decisions. All you care about is the bottom line and making money and selling hope to fans and filling seats. But you're not in the business. You're not in the business of winning football games. You know nothing about the game. Case in point, the Dallas Cowboys have an owner who talks to the media every week, has made the Cowboys into quote-unquote America's team, the media darling. You're in the major conversation every year, every week, but you're not in the playoffs. What do you know about the game? Because it shows on the field. And we'll talk about the basketball side of things as well. But I want to just start off this new year just – really exposing these owners of these teams that are just clueless. Now, let's take it away. That's just my intro to start off this year, bro. I'm just really annoyed, and there's an owner for the Sixers who's really annoying me too, and this is where it's all going to come back, I promise you, but I'll let you take it away for now.
Yeah, nah, as far as the NFL side of things, man, you hit it right on the nose, and I feel bad for the fans of these teams, man, because – you look at it, a lot of these fans, when it comes to football, I feel like football is the most passionate sport when it comes to fandom. You know what I mean? Like other sports, people, you know, they'll follow players, to follow a team because of the logo or something. But a lot of times in football, it's, oh, I like this team because I'm from this area. Oh, I like this team because my dad liked this team, or my mom, or somebody in my family liked this team. People take football to the core. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of diehard football fans more than anything else, especially in America, at least. And these owners, like you said, they're selling a dream, right? They're going to make the signings that, look good on paper, but in reality, are they really looking good on paper? Like, you look at the Jets, like, like Aaron Rodgers, that was a good sign. Everybody thought that was a good sign, and on paper, most people did. But as we see, it just didn't pan out, right? So now, what's their next direction? And then you got owners that are, they're so focused on what the standard is, like what's the norm. You look at the Giants, right? Daniel Jones, they go to the playoffs with Daniel Jones as starting QB, and then when it's time to pay him, they say, you know what? History and the standard shows us that running backs don't last that long. All right, you know what? We'll go ahead and get rid of Saquon, keep Daniel Jones. In reality, even I knew, like, I'm not no, I'm not, I'm a fan of the game. I'm knowledgeable about the game, but I'm not in those offices. But I knew that that was a terrible decision. Like you said, thank you because he's with us now. But it's just like things like that. Titans trading away AJ Brown. We haven't filled that void since, right? And then the way, like you said, the way they treat these coaches and GMs, you know what I mean? It's just insane because it's like you give them scraps to work with, and when they don't give you any much back, they're going like that. They're going snap of a finger. So, I don't know. It's just kind of crazy, but I feel for the fans the most because I see it on the basketball side, man. Like, our boy Dan, shout out to Dan, Sixers diehard. He every year he thinks the Sixers are going to do something. But me, I know that our ownership, if we're going to be real, they're not even worried about us winning. Like, of course they made the moves that look good. Paul George, just a name, it sounds good. But I knew it wasn't really going to pan out to be much, right? They're worried about building new arenas, and they're worried about, oh, they also have, ownership in the Commanders. They're worried about that. I mean, it's a lot. These owners, like you said, they're business people at the end of the day. Their focus is, getting money. The owners, the real owners that are true owners of their team, they find people to do stuff that they don't know. They'll find that good GM that, is great at finding talent and making deals and making trades. They'll find a coach that can command the locker room, and then that can lead other coaches and coordinators. You know what I mean? So, but some owners, they have control power issues, like Jerry Jones, as we say. So it's just all over the place, honestly.
Atlanta Falcons ownership. You just wanted to sell hope to your fans because it's a Falcon fan base that isn't, they're not used to winning. So we signed Kirk Cousins. We know who Kirk Cousins is, a regular season quarterback. He's going to give you the gaudy numbers. National media loves him. You're going to win games. Look, you get Kirk Cousins, you're guaranteed 8, 9 wins, right? You're guaranteed. Put up numbers. We get Kirk Cousins. What was it? Was it Kirk Cobain's? Kirk putting the chains on, the hype. You're selling season tickets. You're selling jerseys. We got the roster to make a playoff push. Where are you now? Did you make the playoffs? The Buccaneers won the NFC South, led by Baker Mayfield.
What a 9-7 record,
Something
something
like
like
that.
that. 8-8, 9-7.
Regardless, you ended up benching Kirk Cousins for Michael Penix. Looking stupid. But once again, this is ownership selling hope. And so I was really annoyed, bro, about just it was more so across the NFL, seeing all these job openings. The Raiders firing Antonio Pierce, the Jags firing Doug Peterson, the Jets and just their whole mess, the Giants and what they got going on. Like, and you look at these people's resume, I'm like, you're a billionaire. So you're used to having your way. You're used to excelling. Obviously, you've done something right outside of inheriting this money in these teams from a family ownership. It passes on down in a lot of cases. So if something doesn't go right and you're seeing your fellow billionaire friends winning and doing well, you're like, I got to make a move quickly. Forget about actually what it takes to building a capable, competent front office to build a team. No, this is not working. Let's pivot to the next. Let's pivot to the next. Every other year, it's the same thing. It's the same franchises usually, too. We don't hear this about the Eagles. Jeffrey Lurie, one of the best owners in the game. We don't hear this about the Chiefs. We don't hear this about the Steelers, the Ravens. There's a reason why. Because the owners know their place. You fund it. You're the business side. You use that business savvy to make the money, to market, and also to recognize great leadership qualities in GMs and operations and a head coach. That is your job. We don't want you on the videos. We don't want you in the interviews. We don't want you even picking the players. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want an owner in a draft room. I don't. Because what are you adding to the conversation? You may not remember this, bro, and some of you listeners might not remember. The Kings owner thought Buddy Hill had Steph Curry potential. Yeah, the Buddy Hill that Warriors fans are now trashing. We'll talk about that a little later. But these are the people who are making these choices in these front offices. So when you show me a bad team, I'll show you bad ownership. Which leads me to a bad team, the 76ers. You know the owner's Josh Harris, right? You sort of alluded to it. Do you know his background?
I don't.
I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. We actually share birthdays, December 29th. That's what's up. He's co-founder of the private equity firm Apollo Global Management. Don't know what that is. But this is what I want you to pay attention to. Managing partner of the 76ers, the New Jersey Devils of the NHL, and the Washington Commanders of the NFL. If I read that off to you, what does that tell you?
He's worried about money. He's all over the place. He's not focused on the Sixers.
Out of all those teams I mentioned, which team is all the rage right now?
Sixers. Well, if you're rage as in good rage, or bad
as in like attention and actually competing for something.
Oh, Commanders.
Commanders. You have the rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. He's at the Commanders game. He's not thinking about the 76ers. I mean, honestly, I think the last time like the Sixers had a respectable front office was the Pat Croce days, back when we had AI and, you know, made the champion, you know, the finals run. So I just think that a lot of these owners have no idea what they're doing. And I think it's about time that it's talked about more and exposed more, because a lot of times these coaches are put in no-win situations, a la New England, a la Las Vegas, the Jets. Every year it's the same scenario. And I was tired of it, bro. I was just like, yo, it's a lot of bad NFL teams, but it's a lot of bad owners as well. It's bad. And look, it just has to be said. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's facts. And the thing is, we you know, the teams that are usually bad every season stay bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I just feel like the way they scapegoat certain coaches, certain GMs, and this is not to say all GMs are good or all coaches are good, because we know, you know, there's bad people and there's good people in every, you know, profession, every area of life. You know, some people are better at their job than others. But the way they scapegoat people, like you said, they're the one funding the operation, they're the one back in the play. You know, a lot of these owners, they have to sign off on what's being done. You know what I mean? If nobody ever watched the Late Show show, you know, about the Lakers of, you know, Magic and Kareem in the '80s, mm-hmm. You know, they showed how, you know, Dr. Buss, you know, yeah, he bought the Lakers and, you know, he had a vision to you know, make them into like this primetime NBA dynasty, which he did, but they also showed this side where, like, he would veto some things, certain, a GM may have came to him, to make a decision about coaches or players or whatever, and he would say, "Nah, I don't think we should do that." You know what I mean? I obviously some of these owners, they're not doing it, or they're doing too much of it. It's a balance, it's a fine line in between both. But you have to be knowledgeable in what you're talking about at the end of the day and what you're trying to do, especially when you own a franchise.
Phoenix Suns owner, Matt Ishbia, billionaire businessman who's CEO and chairman of mortgage lender United Wholesale Mortgage. So he has money. Look what he did with the Suns. I see a big name, Bradley Beal with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. It's going to work out. You're playing fantasy football, bro, fantasy basketball, just putting big names together, but you have no idea on what it takes to actually build a winning franchise. It's kind of a disrespectful to the fan base to say, okay, we have Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, but how do you round out this roster to make it cohesive and actually guys who can fill in specific roles that are needed to make up for what KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal to amplify what they bring to the court, right? You can't just have three big names and the rest of the roster is filled with guys who aren't really elite in their roles. That's the issue with the Suns. You have three big names, guys who need the ball to rock out and are talented, but the rest of the guys are not stars in their roles. They're just not. And so another example of a billionaire businessman who's used to having his way and succeeding and saying, oh, I have the money. I have the big names with me. This is going to work. But no, what do we see at the top of the Western Conference? The Thunder, the Grizzlies, the Rockets, teams that were built organically and have grinded up and have the cohesive unit and the chemistry. And we're seeing it right now. And the basketball roster makes sense. It makes sense when it comes to basketball. So, I mean, you can go, I mean, the Bulls, what are they doing? More horrible ownership. I don't know how Bulls fans do it because what? I guess they're 10th again in the Eastern Conference. You're like a yearly play-in invitational team right now. Like, what are we – why is Zach LaVine, why is Vuce, why are they on the roster? Like, what are we doing here? Trash ownership. Trying to sell hope, trying to make money. That's – at the end of the day, that's what these billionaires want to do. They don't care about winning a championship. They'll lie to you. They'll try to – it sound good. But what do you actually know about winning and putting together an actual team that can compete? That's not where they come from. It's just not. You know what I mean? And the Kings owner, Vivek Rondavi, I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name right, but yeah, he thought Buddy Hield had Steph Curry potential years ago when they were acquiring him. And anybody with a basketball brain laughed at it immediately. And once again, but the Kings, I know they made the playoffs last year, but it was years. It was a drought. And once again, they fired Mike Brown. The Kings are one of those franchises in the NBA where I look at like, it's unstable. You can't trust it. You just can't. Look at ownership. At the end of the day, you show me a bad team, I will show you bad ownership. So fans of the Titans, the Jets, the Giants, Jaguars, Falcons, Saints. I'm missing anybody?
Browns.
The Browns.
Cowboys right now.
Cowboys. The Kings.
Giants,
yeah, the Giants, Kings. The Kings, the Bulls.
Poverty, just poverty franchises. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, poverty franchises like, when you see them.
And you're going to be poverty until your ownership changes or your ownership changes their mindset and philosophy. But until then, or unless you luck out and get a generational talent in the draft, which you'll probably mess up anyway because you don't know how to build a team around that generational talent. So it's a waste anyway, right? That's the reality of it.
And it's kind of crazy when we talk about these teams that have been poverty for so long, because in both leagues, the NBA and the NFL set it up to where if your team is not that talented, they set it up for you to get better the next season and the season after that. But we keep seeing the same teams be bad pretty much every season. You know what I mean? Like, of course, You know, some of these teams will make a appearance here and there. Like the Jaguars had their little time when they had Ramsey and them guys, but then they're back to reality, right? The Kings, like you said, they made the playoffs one season. Now they're back to, you know, fighting for a playoff spot. The Bulls, like you said, they're in the play-in every year. It's like, it's just so crazy because the league is set up, you know, if you're a bad team, you're going to have a high draft pick. You know, like it's just little, even when it comes to free agency, if you draft a guy, you have the ability to pay him more money than other teams, you know, to stop him from leaving the free agency. There's so many rules put in place for teams to get better. And a lot of these teams just fall short every time.
Yeah, bro. So I, you know, for this first show, I just wanted to. I was just it was annoying me seeing all these head coaching changes and GM nonsense and ownership. I was like, you know what? I just gotta let loose on these owners because they don't know what they're doing. They're wealthy people. Make no mistake. They're business minded, but they have no clue about the game that they're involved in. Just because they got money doesn't mean they know what they're doing. There's a lot of wealthy fools in this world, and there's a lot of owners in the professional sports who are in that category, and the results speak for themselves. This isn't hearsay. This isn't opinion. This is facts. We judge teams and ownerships and front offices on the results of the team. And these bad owners, these bad teams, I look at your record and your yearly performance, it's trash. Couldn't be me. Y'all be easy though. On this side, we're enjoying great ownership, Jeffrey Lurie, great management, Howie Roseman. And it trickles down. What do you see? A talented team. It's really easy if you think about it. It's really simple.
Yeah, it all starts up top. And that's
But our
not to
heart.
say, you know, it's not to say like your team's going to be good every year, because even with the Eagles, you know, we'll have a down year
Of
or
course,
two,
there's
and
always a
then we'll
down
get
year.
back. But you know, the thing about the Eagles is like Jeffrey Lurie understands that if something's not working, you have to switch it up. You know what I mean? We saw what happened. All right. We saw what happened with the McNabb and Reed era. It wasn't working out. No, we couldn't get over that hump. All right, cool. Maybe it's just not for us. You know, we go through a little rough patch. You know, we find Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was good for us for a time. You know what I mean? And it didn't work out. And now we're here with Hurts. You know what I mean? And, you know, we made it to the Super Bowl. We're back in contending now. So, you know, Jeffrey Lurie gets it. He understands. You know what I mean? And he's not one of them owners that's all in the media. He lets Howie Roseman do what he needs to do. He lets, you know, the coaches do what they need to do. It's not hard. You know, you got, like you said, you got the money to fund it. It's just about putting people in the right position at that point.
Yeah, so all the fans of teams that we've mentioned, I don't know what to tell you. Hope for the best. We'll see what changes. Maybe you luck out in the draft and you get a generational talent somewhere. We'll see. But yeah, your owners are highly questionable. Very questionable. So, but we're fans, so we're going to keep supporting these teams, buying the tickets, buying the merchandise because we're fans and the owners know that. And so it's just a never-ending cycle. But I can't relate on the football side of things because we're competing for a championship. And honestly, for a while now, definitely for most of your life, bro, the Eagles have been one of the best-run franchises in the NFL.
Yep.
In sports, period. I mean, just consistently winning. May not win a championship every year because it's so hard to do. But year in and year out, they're in the conversation. And so that's all you can ask for as a fan, that you have confidence that your ownership and your front office is doing its job to field the best team possible. Like Howie Roseman admitted the mistake by getting an A.J. Brown because Jalen Reagor was a total flop. But what does he do? I'm going to get DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown. I'm gonna double down on the mistake I made and say, okay, not just one, but how about two stud wideouts? Oh, the Giants messed up. I'm gonna swoop in and get Saquon. And look what we have.
We
And
saw our
so,
defense was bad last year. What did they do? They went and go get Vic Fangio, a highly touted coordinator. Now we have the best defense in the league.
yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, it's really simple. And so, to close this all out, salute to the owners who actually know their role and have a clue about what to do and how to build and how to seek out leadership. And giving the people that you hire a chance, it's the worst thing you can do in a hiring position, to where you hire a person knowing that the situation is horrible and it isn't designed for them to succeed right away, but you give them a short leash. That's the worst thing you can do. And then you're in a never-ending cycle of change and turnover and people not wanting to be there. That's how bad culture and bad habits develop. It's the same place in your workplace. It's nothing new under the sun. It's just pro sports and billionaires with no clue. So that's all I got. We got more episodes coming. We're going to start doing 2 shows a week. We're very excited about that. But yeah, your owners are trash. And your teams are probably going to be trash next year too. So good luck. Don't forget, more Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify. And we'll see y'all next time.
Peace out.